This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechitatu, zvita 3, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndichitaura zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
ZANU PF inotanga Congress yayo, mutungamiri webato achibvuma kuti bato iri rapatsanuka.
Vaimbo vemutauriri weZANU PF varogare gumbo vanoti Congress yeZANU PF iri kuitwa zviri kunze kwemutemo.
Pasi rose rinocherechedza zuva revane vanorarama neurema.
Indiyo mimwe emisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika vari zvakare mutungamiri weZANU PF vaRobert Mugabe vanoti vari kuita Congress kekutanga bato ravo rakapatsanuka zvichitevera urongwa hwekuda kuvabvisa pachigaro waida kuitwa nemutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru nechimwe chikwata chavo icho vati chinosanganisira vamwe vakuru mubato iri vakaita sava Didmas Mutasa. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pamusangano weCentral Committee wekugadzirira Congress, vamugabe vanoti vaifunga kuti nhengo dzebato ravo dzakabatana, asi zvakaitwa naamai Mujuru nechikwata chavo zvakaratidza chose kuti nhengo dzebato iri hadzisi kushandira pamwe. Vatiwo zvaitwa naamai Mujuru nevamwe vavo vakaita savarugare gumbo nava Didmas Mutasa zvakapatsanura nhengo dzebato iri.
And vanongotora masaidzi kakuti ehe, we must prepare for our future. Vamwe madzimai viri divi iroro, prepare for our future. Vamwe varume ikoko viri, but now vakujambuka kuramba. Handizvo zvinoitwa. Once you do that, you're dividing the party. And this is what has happened. This is what has happened.
Vamugabe vati amai Mujuru nechikwata chavo vange vakazvipira kuvabvisa pachigaro vakati vaienda kudzin'anga pamwe nekumapostori kuti vakwanise kutora masimba. Vatiwo vange vakazvipira kana kuvauraya chaiko. Vati amai Mujuru vakatomboenda kwamarange vachida kupiwa masimba asi zvikaramba.
Ndoda kuti ndizobatwawo maoko, ndibatwe mafuti, ndipiwe simba. Shoko ravamutumwa raiti aiwa hazvibvume kana wakasarudzwa achiripo. Isu pashoko redu tinoti wakasarudzwa uyu wakatosarudzwa naMwari. Kana Mwari azomutora kana kuti iye azotidaneta, ndo patingapo kuna matiriuti kubatayo mafuti.
Vamugabe vati amai Mujuru nechikwata chavo havana kukwanisa kupinda musangano wanhasi nekuda kwezviito zvavo. Vatiwo vanhu vakasununguka kukukidza zvigaro muZANU PF uye bato ravo harisi kuzofa rakarega vanhu vachitora zvigaro nenzira dziri kunze kwemutemo. Asi kunyange hazvo vamugabe vataura mashoko aya, bato ravo riri kuronga kushandura bumbiro paCongress kuti pasaitwa sarudzo, asi kuti ivo semukuru webato iri vadome vanhu vavanoda kushanda navo. Vatiwo amai Mujuru vari kushanda neMDC nenyika dzakaita seAmerica neEurope mushure mokunge vavimbiswa kuti nyika idzi dzaizopa Zimbabwe mari yakawanda chose, uye vati izvi hazvienderani nemafungiro ebato ravo. Vati vanoda zveAmerica neEurope vanofanira kuenda kunyika idzodzo kwete kushanda nenyika idzi vari muZANU PF. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kuna amai Mujuru pamwe navamutasa. Vamugabe vati Congress icharonga ramangwana rebato ravo pamwe nekushandura mitemo nemashandiro ebato iri. Zvichakadai muzinda weZANU PF pamwe nenzvimbo ichaitirwa Congress zvakachengetedzwa zvakanyanya nemasoja nemapurisa sezvo zviuru zvevanhu vachapinda musangano uyu zvatanga kusvika muHarare nhasi. Vamugabe vanotarisirwa kuvhura musangano uyu zviri pamutemo mangwana uye uchaitwa kusvika nemusi wemugovera. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Zvichakadaro, musangano weCentral Committee uri kuenderera mberi nhasi bato reZANU PF richitarisirwa kuvandudza bumbiro remitemo kuti mutungamiri webato atenderwe kudoma vateedzeri vake vaviri uye sachigaro webato. Basa iri ranga richiitwa neProvincial Coordinating Committee. Pasi peSection 253 yeConstitution yeZANU PF, kana kuti yebumbiro remitemo webato iri, Central Committee ndiyo inovandudza mitemo yebato. Asi izvi zvinofanira kuti zviitwe paine mwedzi mitatu. Vamwe vasiri kutambira zviri kuitwa mubato vanoti zvinhu zviri kungoitwa nechimbi-chimbi zvisiri kutevedzerwa mutemo. Vamwe vakaita savatemba muliswa vakabviswa kuvasachigaro wedunhu remashodaland west vanotiwo vakabviswa zvisiri pamutemo. Vamuliswa vanoti vechidiki nevekarwa hondo yerusununguko ndivo vakashandiswa kuvabvisa pachigaro kunyange hazvo zvisiri mubumbiro remutemo webato paarticle 29 chikamu 251 inotaura nezvekumiswa kwevanhu mubato ichiti zvinofanira kuti zviitwe neprovincial executive. Asi vanotsigira zviri kuitwa vanoti hapana chitsva chiri kuitwa nekuti muna 2004 vanhu vave kuchema-chema iko zvino vakangoitawo zvimwe chetezvo pakakwidziridzwa amai Mujuru kuti vaite mutedzeri wemutungamiri webato. Asi vaimbova mutauriri webato reZANU PF varugare gumbo vanoti havatambire zvoitwa navamugabe zvekuvandudza bumbiro remitemo vachizvipa masimba ekusarudza vateedzeri vavo.
Aiwa, indakazviramba kare zvachose ivo vaitoziva pavaindidzinga vaito ziva kuti gumba haatenderani nazvo, handitenderani nezvinhu zvakadai zvezvi. Unoti ndiriyi mutemo, bumbiro romutemo zani yakafomiwa richinzi tiri vanhu vanoda kuti ruzhinji rwavanhu kunge kuchiguriko kunosarudza vanhu. Zvino makore ese atakaenda kuhondo ndozvataigura democracy, freedom of speech, of movement, ndozvataigura izvi. Zvino kundizozoti nhasi kwai munhu uyu akonzi kwai munhu wani ngaachiapoinda vanhu vese vese zvakabva kupi? Vanoziti vanoti elective congress, elective congress iyeyi. Elective congress inobva munhu wese anofanira kunge achiparticipata, achivhota, achiita zvaanoita.
Ko vari kutsigira izvikava gumbo ndo vari kuti izvo zvakanaka kuitira kuti mubato musaite kunetsana vanhu vachirwira zvigaro?
Hatingadaro ka vanhu vazhinji vanoshushikana zvikuru nezviri kuitika munyika. Kune ground swell yakaipa zvikuru zvokuti zvinhu zviri kuitika zviri kufamba hazviri kufamba nenzira kwayo. Saka isu tinenge tichida kutende zvinhu zvagadzirigwa kuti vanhu vanhu vafare vadzokere magariro atandakaita before zvavuya zvino izvi. Vanhu vachigadzirisa zvinhu zvavo vachifara, chigadzirira upfumi hwenyika, nokuti chikuru chaitika munyika ndechekuti upfumi hwenyika ndo hwaparara izvino. Vanhu havachina confidence, havachina faith, vana madoubts kutiti vanhu vatingagadzira here upfumi hwenyika. Ndo nyaya yavakunetsa iko zvino.
Tichitarisawo iyo nyaya yekongresi, munoona paine kutaurirana kungaitika here panopera kongresi kana kuti zvinenge zvasvika kumazivandadzoka?
Well, hatizi zvinoitika kuti kuda kana vanhu vapedza congress kuda vachawana ma-strategies okubatanidza vanhu, but zvinenge zviri kurema chaizvo chaizvo. Zvinovezi vanhu ivavo vakatanga zvinhu izvezvi vanoda kuputsa musangano varipo, hatizi kuti zvichafambiswa sei. Isitongomirira handi ini ndi 5 years andakasaspendiwa, saka ndakamirira ngozviona kuti zvichafamba sei mberi ikoko.
Asi vamwe vari kuti imi manga muine vanhu vakawanda kune vari kutsigira pfungwa dzenyu idzi vagumbo, asi chii chakaita kuti munge muchishayiswa hope nevanhu vashoma-shoma mubato?
Aiwa, vamwe vanogona kumanipulata masystems ka vanoyuza maschemes okuplota nokuita zvinhu zvakawanda izvozvo vari kutaura zvokuti kwai hetu vanhu vanoda kuuraya vanhu, ndo vanokwanisa kuita izvozvo.
Mungati here bato renyu ra tarisana ne utungamiri usina kunyadzo mira zvakanaka kana kuti yatingati leadership crisis.
Oh yeah, guri haunga ungati zviri zvakanaka here kana vamwe vachidzinga vamwe. Kuti yo ruva mamdzuri yoka ruva munozambira mudaza yokada ungati utungamira ikoko. Hakuna utungamiri huri kuvana vachida kune disorder kune discipline the zvese zviri disjointed hauchambozvibudi chaizvo. Kuti mangwana munomuka makuita chii uchaona nhasi patelevhizhon kuda pane pava nezvimwe zvitsva futi zvinokonetsa saka musangano wedu hai unoda kugadzirwa zvakanaka kunofanira kuva ne political consciousness and political mobilization and orientation.
Vaimbova mutauriri webato rezanu PF Varogare Gumbo vari parunare Mugweru.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemtande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Munotibatawo pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Akateerera ku Studio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM, 4930 kana pa 12080 ne pa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutipata pa channel zim muchishandisa decoder reWizday kubva pa9 pm kusvika 11 pm. Kana muri paWizday, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika.
Vatori venhau pamwe nemasangano avanoshandira vanoti vakatarisana nedambudziko guru remitemo inoshungurudza pamwe nekumbonyikidza kodzero dzavo muZimbabwe. Mutorodo wenhau Lloyd Moyo anotipa nyaya iyi.
Kushanda semutori wenhau muZimbabwe zvakaoma sekufamba munzira izere zvimbambaira, nekuti pose paunosimudza gumbo rako hauzive kuti parichatsika pane chimbambaira here kana kuti kwete. Pamusoro pekushungurudzwa zvikuru nevezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nemapurisa, mutori wenhau anotadza kushanda akasununguka sezvo paine mitemo yakawanda inovhiringa mashandire ake. Mumwe mutori wenhau anoshanda akazvimirira Mamutare Kenneth Matimati anoti anoita nekugara achishungurudzwa nguva dzose apo anenge achiita basa rake. Matimati anoti nguva zhinji anoshungurudzwa zvikuru paanenge achiita basa rake rine chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika. Matimati anoti chimwe chinorwadza maitiro emapazi ehurumende kuvatori venhau vanoshanda vakazvimirira. Matimati anoti kuwana mashoko kubva kumapazi aya zvakafanana nekutema dombo nyora.
Mhenga idzo zviripo zvakati wandei. Chakanyanyisa chaicho chaicho kuwana information ndo mhinga idzo hombe iripo, nekuti kazhinji kacho tichitarisa nemapazi ehurumende kana uchida kuenda ikoko kunowana information yenyaya yako yaunonga uchiita, unowana kuti pane bureaucracy iripo yakati nyanyei. Iwewe unokwanisa kunga uchiti ndiri kuda information iri maererano nezvakati zvakati zvakati, asi kuti ibude information iyoyoyo kunonetsa.
Matimati anoti vatori venhau vanofanira kushanda vakasununguka kuitira kuti vanyatsozivisa veruzhinji chokwadi chezviri kuitika munyika.
Nde unozogumisidza iwe wakuspeculator usisina mashoko chaiwo ari kubva kune vamiririri vehurumende. Zvouyazve pakuzotipinza papa pasina kunaka, pakunza mazonyepa pakati, mazokanganisa pakati, asi ivo ndo vanonga vasiri kudii vasiri kutipa information.
Sachigaro isangano renefenyuro yemunharaunda yemutare isati yoshanda yekumakomo Community Radio Station Initiative KCRSI vatarirai hungwe vanoti senefenyuro vanosangana nezviminga mupinyi zvakawanda kwazvo mukuedza kufambisa mabasa avo ekuti vashambadze zvavakamirira kuvagari vemamutare omu vachange vachizotefenyurira kana vazova neresidency.
Mitemo yacho haisati yabvumidza bakuti macommunity radios aitwe licensed, saka tikuramba tiri pa one stage yekunga tiri initiative. Whereas we are targeting kuti tite move kutende kuita a fully licensed community radio station. Saka zviri kuti dzosera mashure nenyaya yekuti pane period yakati kurei sati pasati palicenswa any community radio station muno muZimbabwe. Saka zvakadaro zvinoita kuti hatikwanisi kuti tibude tende kumhepo titefenyure uyezve kuti vanhu equipment yekuti broadcast.
Vahungwe vanoti kubva pakaombwa KCRSI makore 12 apfuura vari kusangana nematambudziko mamwe chete ekushungurudzwa nemapurisa apo vanenge vachida kuita mitambo yavo yekuti veruzhinji vazive nezvenefenyuro yavo. Nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo dzinoti pane mitemo yakawanda inoita kuti mashandiro evatori venhau avaomere. Gweta rinoshanda neZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights mamutare vapasi munyakureba vanoti mitemo inotyora kodzero dzevatori venhau muZimbabwe ine chitsama uye hurumende iri kupeta maoko pamusoro pemitemo iyi nechinangwa chekudzivirira veruzhinji kuti vasawane zvavanoda kubva kumasangano enhau aya.
Tanga chanikati chakakosha ndechekuti kufambiswa kwemashoko yatingatiyo freedom of expression and also media zvinhu zvakanyanya kukosha stereki mumararamiro ari kuita vanhu particularly munguva yatakugara inoi. To the extent that tinofanira kunge tine mitemo inotendera kuti vanotapa nhau nevanodzipepeta nevanozodzishambadzira vanofanira kunge vachiita izvo. Vasina mitemo inonyanya kuvasungirira kuti itai izvi nenzira yakati kana kuti vachinyanya kukondirowa nengati nehurumende, nekuti vemapepa nhau kana kuti vedzinhau vanotapa nhau ndo vanhu vakanyanya kukosha mukuona kuti hurumende nemapazi ayo ese nemamwe mapoka akaita semaparliamendi uyezve nemataredzi mosva mumafambisiro avanoita basa ravo kunyange nemitemo vanoita basa ravo nemazvo here vakanyanya kukosha kudarika mamwe mapazi matatu ehurumende, nekuti tinova tiwo chimwe chikamu chatinoti fourth tire. Saka because of that vanofanira kunge vachiita basa ravo vakasununguka vasina chinonyanya kuvambunyikidza kana mitemo inovambunyikidza.
Matambudziko akatarisana nevatori venhau imwe dzenyaya dzakakurukurwa nguva yapfuura pamusangano wakaitirwa mamutare. Musangano uyu wakapindwawo nenhengo dzedare reparamende. Vachitaura pamusangano uyu mumiriri wemabvukuta fara muparamende vajames maridadi vakati mitemo ine chekuita nezvevenhau inofanirwa kuvandudzwa nekuchimbidza. Vamaridhadhi avo vakamboshanda kuzbc semushamarari vanoti vamiriri veparamende vanofanirwa kuramba vachiyeuchidzana kuitira kuti izvi zvigadziriswe. Nyanzvi munyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau inoshanda nemisa Zimbabwe vatavani mwoyo vanoti zvakakosha kuti mitemo inovhiringa kutorwa nekuburiswa kwenhau igadziriswe sezvo mitemo yakadai ichidzosera nyika shure. Kudzimara hurumende yoremekedza kusunungurwa kwemasaisai nekuvandudzwa kwemitemo yemashandiro evatori venhau munyika, veruzhinji vacharamba vachirasikirwa nemukana wekunzwa zvavanoda zvisiri kuburitswa nenefenyuro pamwe nemapepa nhau ari munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 mamutare ndini Loeda Moyo.
Muri yeZimbabwe nhasi yabatana nepasi rose mukucherechedza zuva revane hurema reInternational Day of Persons with Disabilities, kunyange hazvo pasina zvaitwa nehurumende mukucherechedzawo zuva iri. Sangano reUnited Nations racherechedzawo zuva iri pasi pedingindira rebudiriro pamwe nevimbiso yeumhizha pakananganwa nekuderedzwa kwenjodzi, kuvepo kwenzvimbo dzakafanira dzekushandira uye kupinzwawo kwevane hurema muzvirongwa zvebudiriro. Nekuda kwekuona kushayiwa hanyanga kwehurumende mukusimudzira vane hurema, zvimwe zvizvarwa zviviri zvine hurema vamasimba kuchera pamwe navaAbraham Mateta nhasi vanyorerawo mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe tsamba yekuvayeuchidza kuti hurumende yavo inenge yakanganwa vane hurema. Vakuchera vanoti izvi zviri kuonekwa nekunonoka kuri kuitwa kugadzirisa mitemo ine chekuita nevane hurema mubumbiro idzva remitemo nezvimwe zvakawanda zviri kuvatadzisa kusimukira mukurarama kwavo. Vakuchera vanoti hurumende yakapedzisira kucherechedza navo zuva iri mugore ra2012. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro pegwaro ravo ravanyorera mutungamiri wenyika.
Tinga kuti gwaro iri riri kuedza kurangaridza mutungamiriri wenyika kuti nhasi December 3 izuva revanhu vane hurema rinoremekedzwa pasi rose. Asi hurumende yeZimbabwe kubva muna 2012 haisati yamboitawo mhemberero dzekuremekedza zuva iri. Saka inyuto yatinayo ndo patiri kutangira. Kwechipiri, tiri kuona kuti hurumende mumaitiro nemashandiro ayo haisi kuita zvinhu zvingaita kuti zuva iri ringe richiremekedzwa. Kana kuti haisi kuitira kuti vanhu vane hurema vange vachiremekedzwa kana kuti vange vachiva upenyu hune pundutso. Nokudaro tiri kunyora gwaro iri tichida kuvarangaridzawo kuti munyika ino yeZimbabwe ine vanhu veruzhinji vakatwandei munewo vanhu vane hurema vane kodzero dzavowo mubumbiro remutemo ine.
Makwanisa here kunge muchisvitsa gwaro renyu kana kuti tsamba yenyu kumutungamiri wenyika Varobert Mugabe?
Nekuda kwezvininga mupinyi zvakasiyana-siyana gwaro iri hatina kukwanisa kurisvitsa kwavari tomene, asi tanga tichivimba kuti tikarishambadza kupidza nemumapepanhau akasiyana nemune dzimwe nzira dzekushambadza nadzo gwaro iri rinokwanisa kusvika kwavari. Uye sevanhuwo vari kugadzirira kunge vachiapoinda vanhu, tiri kuvakurudzirawo kuti pane zvine chekuita neurema vange vachiapoindawo vanhu vane urema chero kubato ravo.
Totarisawo panyaya yebumbiro remutemo idzva raakushandiswa munyika, muri kuonawo richibatawo zvakadii pane vane hurema?
Bumbiro iri harisati rane zvimutemo zvikuru kana kuti tumitemo tunoperekedza zvakanyorwa mubumbiro, saka harisati rakushandika naro. Rine zvinhu zvimwe zvakanaka, zvimwe zvinoda kuti twasanudzwei, asi nekuti zvimutemo zvikuru izvi hazisati zvapinda, hazisati zvanyorwa, hapasati paitwa kuyananiswa kwemitemo nebumbiro idzva remutemo, zvinoreva kuti zviri mubumbiro uye chero zviri muUnited Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuramba zvisingatevedzwi pasina kunetseka kwakanyanya nehurumende.
Tinoona kuti gore rino dingindira rezuva irori ranhasi riri kutarisa panyaya dzebudiriro muunyanzvi kana kuti technology. Muri kuona here zvichikwanisa kunge zvichibudirira kana kuitika muZimbabwe?
Tiri kuti isusu zvinhu zvine mukana wekuti zviitike, dai avo vanotimiririra vanovaivo hurumende vanogadzirisa mitemo vange vari vanhu vanga vachitarisisa kukosha kwezvinhu izvi. Nyangoti nyaya yeumhizha neumhetura inyaya yakakosherawo vanhu vane hurema kuti vange vachikwanisa kusanganawo nezviri kuitika munharaunda dzavanogara, vange vachikwanisa kuzivawo zviri kuitika munharaunda dzavanogara, uye vange vachikwanisawo kunge vachirarama upenyu hunenge hwakati pundukei. Saka kurudziro yatiri kuita kuhurumende ndeyekuti dai panga pane vanhu vane urema vakati wandei vanopinda muhurumende vachikwanisawo kugadzira zvirongwa zvekuti vanhu vane urema vange vachirarama upenyu hwakapunduka.
Avanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chine urema vamasimba kuchera vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Mapurisa ekumasvingo asunga nhasi nhengo nhatu dzesangano remasvingo Residence Trust apo dzanga dzichiratidzira murunyararo. Nhengo idzi dzanga dzichiratidzira kusafarira kwadzo mashandiro ekambani yeZimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority kana kuti ZESA. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi remapurisa panyaya iyi. Asi sachigaro vemasvingo Residence Trust vaProsper Tiringindi vaudza Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 kuti vamwe vavo vanoti vaHonest Makasi, vaMishe Gava navaSimba Rashe Mugari vari mumaoko emapurisa.
Vagari lasi varatidzira mapurisa akauya akamisa kuratidzira kwanga aidatiita vagari vomasvingo murunyararo kwanga aidatiita zvakonzera kusungwa kwenhengo nhatu dzemasvingo Residence Trust, zvazokonzera kuti nhengo dzinhatu dzitogwe dzichipuwa mutongo unonzi weposa zvichizi manga muda kukonzera mhirizhonga munzvimbo yemasvingo. Pari zvino kutaura kwatiri kuita vari muusungwa hwepamasvingo Central Police Station. Pari zvino hatisati taziva kuti vachabudisiwa rini nezve vachaenda kukoti rini, asi tichinoona kuti mhosva yakaita seposa imhosva isina nematuro, uye tiri kuonazve hurumende yedu iri yatinayo pamazuva ano iri hurumende iri kutadza kubetsera wa sasa wa Zimbabwe ni kuti tiri kuona iri hurumende yava kukungu ari kungokurotarisana nezve makodambudziko ari mumatongo emapato avo chiri chinhambo chekuti mavirire emaparamende vanofanira vachinge vachigadzira maact anenge achifanira achiti realign neumbiro remutemo ratinaro.
Sachigaro wemasvingo Residence Trust vaProsper Tiringindi vachitaura naGibbs Dube weStudio 7 vari parunare kumasvingo kakare.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevane hurema. Takatarisa kucherechedzwa kwavo pasi rose nhasi.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 12024650318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001 202 617 2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext messages amunenge matitumira. Yekutanga inoti, hai Jonga and Blessing, basa sebasa guys, ndikwazisirewo vanhu ava, amai Gwata, mai Shama, mai Tatenda, mai Noma, mai Sigogo, mai Muzivi, mai Masunga, yose iyi imhuri yekwaDhamu, ndini Kosa Mudhamu.
Mumwe munyoro anoti, ko nai vakomana veStudio 7 matiregerera kuno kunyamazira mayo Ward 2. Kanzela vekuno akutora zvinhu zvehurumende mainputs kuita zvake 400 bags dzakatumirwa pa 18 villages kwakupa vanhu 18 pa village yasara kwakuisa kumba kwake. Tatambura na kanzela uyu, munyori haana kuisa zita rake.
Muwanoti muri sei Jongana Blessing, basa munogona chaizvo, timhoreserewo mahwesa ese nemasupporters eManchester United. Ndini Maxwell Chaputika kunyanga.
Mumwe anoti, ndini Tariro Mangena kwachiota masamuriwo masabhuku muchenje. Ndinokutenda ine nhau dzechokwadi takuvara nemanyepo emuno muZimbabwe. Ndikwazisireiwo amai nababa Mangena, sekuru vangu sabhuku muchenje nevanondiziva vose.
Mumwe anotiwo, makasimba here kuno mvura yaramba kunaya, hameno tichapona nei. Murisai Messi, Anesu, Natasha, Tino, Koni na Chris. Ndini mfana 1 anorema kunge chituna pa wadaya.
Iyo inyowani. Mwe mterere anoti, please verenga iwo tsamba yangu. Ndini Taiti Busumani kumola. Zviri sei sei timu ya Studio 7. Basa munogona varume rambai makadaro. Kuno takauriswa nenzara muno muZimbabwe, zvokutoti kuno kumola tava kutorarama nekudya hove chete, sadza harichabatika. Ndini Taite Busumani kumola, mundisimbisirawo vana vangu Hilan Nahidha.
Mumwanotiwo, munofara here Mr. Zulu netimu yese yepa Studio 7? Ini ndinoti rambai makadaro muchitipa nhau dzechokwadi. Ndiri kumbirawo kumhoreserwawo mai Gulezi wangu, mai Ruth Mangwiro. Ini zita rangu ndinonzi Samuel Nyagura.
Mumwe anoti, Jonga nevamwe makadii varume, munogona basa. Asi ndiri kuona Blessing kuti vari kukangana kuti tine madzimaiwo zvakare kuno kuStudio 7. Zvisinei, rambai makadaro kuno zvava kugadzirisana zvoga. Ndimhoreserewo vanotevera vanoti Levison, Conwell, Eliam, Razaro, Simeon, Lenford, Munyaradzi, Petinanze, Lennon, pamwe nemudzimai wangu Mai Lee na Tete Mai B. Pamberi nebasa guys, ndini Love Mom Pofu.
Mwanotiwo, makadii mukoma Jonga and Blessing, rovai basa varume, onai nyika yaparara. Ndimi muri kunze, tapota tibatsireiwo, tanzwa nekunonga svosve nemuromo. Wenyu mutereri Bola Honde.
Aiwa vateereri, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7.
Aiwa, tinotenda vateereri. Kana muchinge musina kunge manzwa nhau dzedu, munokwanisawo kuteerera pa.voashona.com.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro wenhau dzanhasi. Bato reZANUPF rinotanga kongresi rayo. Mutungamiri webato vaRobert Mugabe vachibvuma kuti bato iri rakapatsanuka.
pasi rose rocherechedza zuva rekuremekedza vanorarama neurema.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu tokusiyai mina Sandra Nyaira naChris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
After successfully silencing his deputy Joyce Mujuru and effectively killing her presidential aspirations, at least for now, President Robert Mugabe says ZANU-PF is holding its Congress a divided party.
You can contest also for the presidency instead of trying to oust the president through. And the people can vote for you. If they vote for you, you have more votes than the current president. That's it.
A former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, who seems to be the only standing man in the beleaguered Mujuru camp in ZANU-PF, says the party's 6th National Congress is being held unconstitutionally.
Totally against this kind of thing. It's undemocratic. It completely negates the values of ZANU-PF.
And three leaders of the Maswingo Residents Trust were today arrested for staging a peaceful demonstration in the city demanding better services from the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESA.
After successfully silencing his deputy Joyce Mujuru in a page that has seen the 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe consolidating his grip on ZANU-PF and left many party faithfuls in political Siberia, Mr. Mugabe today called for unity in his party as he lashed out at Mrs. Mujuru for allegedly trying to overthrow him. He said ZANU-PF is holding its 60th People's Congress, a divided lot after the alleged overthrow attempts and the page that followed. Ivan Chifera has detailed from the capital.
Addressing the Central Committee meeting, a precursor to the Congress, President Mugabe accused Ms. Mujuru and Party Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, of mobilizing efforts in an attempt to topple him. The 90-year-old Mr. Mugabe said Ms. Mujuru and her allies in ZANU-PF were collaborating and sharing ideas with some Western countries and the opposition to allegedly effect regime change in Zimbabwe. He alleged Ms. Mujuru and her camp were so determined to take power that they even approached witch doctors and prophets to achieve their goal. President Mugabe said it was therefore not surprising that Ms. Mujuru and Mr. Mutasa were not present at today's meeting, as they have, in his words, faded away. ZANU-PF youths backing a faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, now air apparent following Ms. Mujuru's humiliation by her own colleagues, had threatened to deal with Ms. Mujuru if she set foot at the Congress venue.
And Vanongo Turama sides,
people were taking sides to prepare for their future. Some were women, some were men. Now they are coming and saying they were not part of that. Once we do that, we are dividing the party.
Mr. Mugabe said people were free to contest for power in the party, but organizing illegal ways of taking power would not be tolerated.
You can contest also for the presidency instead of trying to oust the president through. And the people can vote for you. If they vote for you, you have more votes than the current president. That's it. You have won.
He accused Ms. Mujuru of working with the Americans and the Europeans to remove him from office, adding she had been promised billions would be poured in to help revive the country's sinking economy.
If you are American-minded and European-minded, then you don't belong to ZANU-PF in that way. And I hope, because we know that they will never let their riches be the foundation of the world of Africa.
Ms. Mjuru, Mutasa and most of their allies barred from contesting Central Committee seats did not turn up for the meeting. Ms. Mjuru also skipped yesterday's Politburo meeting. There were many empty chairs in the auditorium as the party met to finalize changes to the constitution that will see Mr. Mugabe assuming powers to pick his deputies, reduce the number of people in the Politburo and related issues. Mr. Mugabe will officially open the Congress tomorrow. Mr. Mugabe said the Congress would give direction and correct irregularities in the party's policies. The road to the 2014 ZANU-PF Congress has been littered with a lot of irregularities, with the sacking of Mr. Mugabe's perceived enemies not following the party's constitution. Analysts have queried how a party that fails to observe its own internal democracy can respect and run the country democratically at national level. Meanwhile, security was tight around the ZANU-PF headquarters and the Congress venue, with many soldiers and police officers in patrol as delegates from all over the country continued to arrive for the Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Top on the agenda of the Central Committee meeting is the amendment of the party's constitution to give President Mugabe powers to pick his two deputies and party chairman to form what has been known in ZANU-PF as the Presidium. In the current ZANU-PF constitution, the provincial coordinating committees nominate candidates for election to the ZANU-PF Presidium. Section 253 of the ZANU-PF Constitution vests the power to amend the Constitution in the Central Committee subject to ratification by the Congress. Section 253, subsection 4 of the Constitution says the proposed amendments shall, quote, be submitted to the Secretary for Administration at least 3 months before the date of the meeting of the Central Committee. But those backing Vice President Mujuru contend that the amendments are being fast-tracked without following the Constitution.
Lawyers backing Mr. Mugabe say amendments can be fast-tracked. The composition of today's Central Committee is being challenged by some chairpersons who have been ousted from the party. Suspended Mashonaland West Chairman Themba Mliskwa says their suspension was unconstitutional, citing the general provision, Article 21, subsection 251, on who has the power to pass a vote of no confidence on office bearers. The Constitution reads, and I quote, "A motion of no confidence shall be by a simple majority of all members of the appropriate organ." But Mliskwa says this was violated because war veterans, youths and office bearers who do not constitute the provincial executive were illegally used to boot out some officials. Suspended former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe's usurping of powers to appoint the presidium is unconstitutional.
Totally against this kind of thing. It's undemocratic. It completely negates the values of ZANU-PF. We were a party which was formed, and our aims and objectives right from the beginning was to form a democratic party, and the practices that we have had for years and years, decades. It's democratic even when we were out in the liberation struggle. We used to have biannual conferences in Zambia where people elected their representatives. Nowhere have we ever seen someone appointing people to certain positions. It's unheard of. It's a ZANU-PF.
Now, Mr. Gumbo, your critics are saying you had the numbers, but you were beaten on the intellectual side by your opponents. They are asking, why is it that you did not resist some of these changes if we look at the number of chairpersons who have been suspended in the provinces?
It's not just that we're beaten intellectually. It's manipulation. We are not manipulative. We are honest, straightforward supporters of the party.
Are there any chances that we might see some people going to court here, Mr. Gumbo, judging from the fact that you are talking about some unconstitutional methods that were used to oust some members?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what is going to happen. Why don't we wait until the day comes when some of these things they may okay.
If you were to meet Mr. Mugabe today, what would you tell him?
Oh, I don't know. I would tell him that is what is doing is wrong. Can't appoint people, especially people who are not elected, who don't have the support of the people. I would tell him straight in his face that that is wrong.
Would you say there's a leadership crisis in ZANU-PF?
Of course there is. Oh, I mean, don't you see it? I mean, the whole world can see that we have problems. If you are going to have people being fired, being humiliated, being shouted down, and so on and so on, that's not leadership.
As a suspended former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugari Gumbo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Gweru.
An old-fashioned patriarch or an outright sexist? That's the question some are asking about President Robert Mugabe following his remarks yesterday suggesting he does not believe in leadership by a woman, criticizing his deputy Joyce Mujuru for allegedly trying to overthrow him from office. Mr. Mugabe was quoted yesterday as having said, quote, "We are experiencing it for the first time in ZANU-PF, and for that matter, it's a woman who's saying, I want to take over that seat." The remarks have sparked outrage among women rights activists like Linda Mpofu, who says Mugabe is showing signs of a man stuck in the patriarchal system of the past.
This is evidence enough for me that the old man is very old. He has to step down and rest. This is the thinking of old people who grew up stigmatizing women that they cannot lead. So definitely, I was not amused as a woman because us as women, we've got equal opportunities and we can lead as he has led us. So this has really shown me and is evidence enough that the old man is old. He has to just rest.
Is it about old age, sexism, or both?
I think it's both. He's just a sexist and again, he's old. Old people, an old mind that is very sexist. So definitely the old man has to rest. And he cannot say that talking about someone has been his vice, you know, for so long. It shows that he has no respect for women. Maybe that's why even his cabinet is lacking of more women. Maybe he like, we've been hearing a lot of stories that women in politics are abused. Maybe he still has that mind that women are just toys that can be played around with in the political arena. So definitely he's an old sexist man.
That was women rights activist Linda Mpofu on the line with reporter Ntungameli Nkomo from Harare.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Johnny Carson, says the United States is closely following the developments within ZANU-PF. The former top U.S. diplomat for Africa, who served as the U.S.'s representative to Zimbabwe in the mid-1990s, pins the country's deteriorating economic, political and social progress on President Robert Mugabe's long leadership, which he says has become more autocratic and authoritarian over the years. Carson tells Studio 7's Ndimiyake Makalele that he hopes the infighting in ZANU-PF will result in a better livelihood for all Zimbabweans.
There is indeed right now an enormous amount of political infighting within ZANU-PF for the leadership of that country. One can only hope that when there is a transition, that it is a genuine transition that allows Zimbabweans to be able to vote freely, fairly, transparently for the leadership that they think will best guide the country's political and economic future.
As you look back during your time as ambassador in Zimbabwe and your recollection of that period, what do you think went wrong? Are you puzzled by that?
No, I'm not puzzled. I think that Robert Mugabe always was a dominating, autocratic political leader. One forgets that early on in Zimbabwe's history that he and others in his party sought to turn the state into a one-party state. He has always been tough on the political opposition, intolerant of them. Before ZANU and ZAPU joined together as a single party, ZANU carried out ruthless military and policing activities in Matabele land. Many people forget that era of Zimbabwe's harsh post-colonial history. I think that he has become more authoritarian and autocratic the longer that he has been in power.
But Ambassador Carson, it would be amiss for me not to mention the fact that the U.S., even after Bukura Hundi, which you mentioned, did still support President Mugabe. Something changed after 2000, after the land reform program. What is your assessment?
No, I won't go into that. I'm just going to say that you promised to only ask me two questions in a few minutes, and I answered more than your two questions and gave you more than your 2 minutes.
That was Mr. Johnny Carson, a former U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe from 1999 to 2003 and also former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa. He spoke with Studio 7's Ndimiyake Makaliele.
Transparency International Senior Policy Director for Government Accountability, Daniel Dodis, whose organization today released its annual corruption index ranking Zimbabwe at a low 156 out of 175, also gave us his take on the goings-on in ZANU-PF.
I think you have a real issue when you have a ruling party that basically has all of the power. You then do have factions that fight over the spoils, because obviously a lot of money comes with power. When the population sees that and sees that this is not, there's not going to be a democratic transition of power, then obviously that can create a situation where people's distrust of government is just reinforced, because they don't feel like government is going to respond to their needs. Government is simply a way for various factions to accumulate wealth.
Looking at Zimbabwe and where it stood in the past few years in regards to its ranking in corruption, what is next? What will happen as we continue to look at the political landscape and what will happen in the years forward, even looking at 2018 where elections are coming up?
Well, I think if nothing changes, if Zimbabwe remains essentially a repressive state, a quasi-one-party state, then Zimbabwe is not going to improve in the rankings, and it will remain to be perceived as a highly corrupt country. You can look at some other countries in Africa that have shown some significant improvements. I'm thinking most notably of Côte d'Ivoire and of Mali. Those are countries that had periods of either one-party rule or coup d'etat, a civil strife, a war, even in the case of Mali. And yet, with the return of democratic governance, you have seen, an increased will, political will, to fight corruption, to develop institutions, whether it's the police force, whether it's the justice system, whether it's other ministries. And so that's an example of, I think, how a democratic transition of power can lead to some improvement. Now, Cote d'Ivoire and Mali, it should be said, still have major problems with corruption, but at least they seem to be somewhat on the right track towards improving things. And Zimbabwe could also get on that right track.
And that was Transparency International Senior Policy Director for Government Accountability, Daniel Dodis, in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Three leaders of the Masvingo Residents Trust were today arrested by the police for staging a peaceful demonstration in the city demanding better services from the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESA. The organization's chairman, Prosper Chiringindi, tells Studio 7 his vice, Honest Makasi, Ward 2 Secretary, Mishek Gava, and Simbarashe Mugari are being held at the local police station, where they are likely to face charges of contravening some sections of the public and Order and Security Act, POSA. Chiringindi tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube they are not happy with erratic power cuts in the town.
The residents have gathered at the ZCTU offices before they handed the petition to ZESA. The police mounted the offices of ZCTU, and that led to arrest of three members, which included the first chairperson. They are charged with the case of POSA. They said that they want to cause the public violence. So the members are represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers and Human Rights, Martin Murere and Matitu and Mureri Associates.
So now, are these the same members that were facing charges of violating some provisions of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act?
No, these are other members, different members from the first three members who said they are against the charge of POSA. This is another new charge of POSA that has been charged to another different members of Masvingo Regional Trust.
What is happening to them right now?
They are still at the Masvingo Police Federal. We want to know the date when they are going to release. If they are going to court, we are going to make the follow-up of the court. But we are, as a result, we are worried about the current government, which are much interested in terms of party conflicts.
That was Masvingo Residents Trust Chairman Prosper Chiringinde speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Masvingo.
Zimbabwe's media landscape remains littered with hurdles that make it difficult for journalists to operate with laws that criminalize access to information, freedom of expression, and freedom of the media remaining on the statute books. Correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has the story.
Journalists in Zimbabwe continue to operate at great risk of being arrested, with media houses under the constant threat of being closed down or sued by the government, which is failing to align the country's media laws and the constitution, a recent media workshop in Mutare revealed. Scribes say they face obstacles on a daily basis, in particular restrictive media laws of the Official Secrets Act, the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, AIPA, the Public Order and Security Act, POSA, and the Broadcasting Services Act. Media practitioners are campaigning for self-regulation as opposed to state control, arguing other professionals like medical doctors and lawyers also self-regulate. Tarea Wungwe, chairperson of Mutare's pioneering community radio station, known as Kumakomo Community Radio Station, says he is more worried about the state dilly-dallying on the issue of registering new players in the broadcasting sector.
We have the problem that it is taking us long to be registered. So we are trying to work towards a process whereby we get licensed and we operate freely as a community radio station for the people of Mutare.
Wungwe says a lot needs to be done to force the government to expedite the licensing of community radio stations. He says opening up of the airwaves will create employment opportunities for thousands of jobless college graduates.
We were getting assurance that maybe in the coming parliamentary season, they will be able to license the community radios. Maybe they will be able to make the calls for the community radios. So we are placing ourselves in a position whereby we are trying to mobilize and advocate for support for community radio stations, such that we have membership in all the ones in this city.
Kenneth Matimati, a freelance journalist based in the Eastern Border City, says he's worried that pieces of legislation like AIPA that inhibit free access to information from the government departments and institutions remain on the statute books. This, he adds, forces some journalists to speculate on matters, resulting in them being either arrested or facing litigation.
When journalists have unlimited access to information, you find that there are no aspects whereby journalists are criminalized on issues relating to unbalanced or articles that are perceived to have been written in a malicious way. So I think the most important to give journalists unlimited access to information.
Matimati says journalists have a critical role to play in society, hence criminalizing their operations is tantamount to muzzling the press.
Issues to do with the media, these issues should be handled on a civil matter, not criminalized. And I think with the tone that has been brought about by the ministry, whereby the minister himself said that no, gone are the days when media practitioners should be criminalized, is a positive tone.
Mutare lawyer and member of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the ZimRights chair for Manikkanen region, Pasmo Nyakureba, agrees with Matimati. He says several media laws in Zimbabwe need to be harmonized or amended in line with modern trends so society can fully enjoy freedom of expression and freedom of the media.
In terms of freedom of expression and freedom of media,
The position should be that journalists and media houses must be self-controlling and self-regulating to the extent that they check themselves off whether or not they are off their ethical rules. Journalists, I think, must be controlled by ethical rules just like in other professions, not by the state.
Journalists in the country recently met with the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Media Information and Broadcasting Services to discuss these issues, in particular laws that continue to criminalize operations of journalists. The journalists were lobbying the lawmakers to revise the country's media laws as a matter of urgency. Mavukuta Fara lawmaker James Maridati agrees that it is important for legislature to realign or amend the country's harsh laws that impinge on the work of the media so citizens can fully enjoy their rights to freedom of expression and association, among other fundamental rights.
We need more workshops like this to empower legislators so that when they go to the House, they're able to debate from a point of information and knowledge and maybe cause the constitution to change or maybe cause the alignment of laws.
Tabani Moyo, an advocacy officer with the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Mr. Zimbabwe, says his organization will continue to work with other groups and media houses in the country in lobbying lawmakers to decriminalize media laws in the country.
This entails that we must move away from the old age approach that if you differ in terms of ideas, then there must be an imprisonment or there must be a way of reprisal. What we are saying is if someone feels their image has been injured, there are enough civil remedies, and above all, we have got an established process of self-regulation, which is the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, where people can channel their grievances.
The repressive media laws mainly target journalists from the privately owned media. Many have been arrested for allegedly infringing laws like POSA, IPA, over the past decade in particular, but to date, not a single conviction has been secured, however. Recently, the Constitutional Court ordered the striking down of some sections of POSA that are unconstitutional, but the state is yet to be complying with the ruling. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Reda Moyo.
Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the world in marking the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. No official events were, however, lined up to mark the day, but educationists were today calling for an end to the invisibility and exclusion of children with disabilities from education by providing or improving data and evidence. Mr. Amasimba Kuchera of the Center for Disability and Development wrote a letter to President Robert Mugabe today with his colleague Abraham Mateta, writing in their own personal capacities, calling on the government to do more for people living with disabilities. He spoke with Jonga Kandemiri.
It's true that we've indeed written to the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, and what we were saying as private citizens with persons with disabilities is reminding that the government seems to have forgotten that there are people with disabilities within the country. We therefore see a situation where since 2012 the government has not commemorated the International Day of Persons with Disability, which is today. So in our letter, we are simply reminding the president to be aware of that and also to incline his government towards working with persons with disabilities in terms of development.
Did you manage to hand over your letter to the president?
I think to his numerous commitments with the Congress, we were not able to personally meet him. But we have sent this letter, and our hope is that as the appointing authority, he will also take this opportunity to appoint persons with disabilities as secretaries for disability within his party, but also realign government so that it is favorable to the wishes of persons with disabilities, especially to do with policy making and implementation. You may notice that in 2018, there was a ratification of the United Nations Convention on Persons with Disabilities, but there have not been any alignment of laws even with the new constitution, which makes it difficult to implement some things that are progressive things that are noted in that convention.
This year, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities is focusing on the role of technology. Do you see Zimbabwe accomplishing this?
Well, not in the immediate future and not with the set of policymakers and implementers that we have. And our clarion call to the president to ensure that that situation changes. And it is our hope that necessary alignment will happen in government at all levels to ensure that persons with disabilities at least are able to access the technology, are able to access environments that they can operate in which are favorable to them.
That was Mr. Simba Kuchera speaking there with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Just as a reminder that our live talk today will be focusing on people living with disabilities.
Now to recap today's top stories.
After successfully silencing his deputy Joyce Mujuru and effectively killing her presidential aspirations, at least for now, President Robert Mugabe admits that ZANU-PF is going to Congress a divided party.
A former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, who seems to be the only man standing in the beleaguered Mujuru camp in ZANU-PF, says the party's 26th National Congress is being held unconstitutionally.
That's our program this evening. This is Sandra Nyaira. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Chris Losandra li chona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 3 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
And when we look at ourselves, just one year after that is
abantu abaningi babesekela amacele aGNA esenzela ke impilo yabo. Abanye babengabomama, abanye bengabobaba.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ukhuthaza ukumanyana ibandleni lakhe leZANU-PF esithi leli bandla liqhuba umhlangano walo omkhulu weCongress yesithupha lilokudonselana okungaze kubonakale embalini yalo.
Kwesi sikhathi abantu abalimele bale ba-hostile kumbe bale bad attitude ivela kini people without disabilities? Ngoba abantu abalimele bafamasinyana nge-stress. Uyaba ne-stress ku-family, ube ne-stress ku-public, awuselo kwakho.
Namhla lilanga lokunanza amalungelo abantu abagogekileyo emhlabeni jikelele ele International Disability Day njalo abagogekileyo eZimbabwe bathi bakhangelela ukubana uhulumende ananze amalungelo abo ngokupheleleyo njengokutsho kwesisekelo sombuso.
Amapolisa asebophe inkokheli yeMaswingo Residence Trust ebalisa umsekelo omgcini sihlalo kulandela kutshengisela okwenziwe izakhamizi edolobheni leli lamuhla zikhonona ngokuswelakala kwamandla kagetsi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe usekhuthaze ukumanyana ebandleni lakhe leZANU-PF esithi leli bandla liqhuba umhlangano walo omkhulu weCongress yesithupha lilokudonselana okungakaze kubonakale embalini yaleli bandla ngemva kokuvinjwa kwemizamo ayithi ibisenziwa umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yokugenqula umbuso wakhe. Umgabe wethesa uMujuru labanye bakhe abamsekelayo umlando wokusebenzelana lamazwe angentshonalanga kanye lebandla le-MDCT emzameni yokufuna ukumsusa esikhundleni ngodlakela. Intatha yezindaba yethu Mavis Game usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF engena umhlangano we-Central Committee owenzelwe emahofisini esigodlo seZANU-PF eHarare lamhla. Bebethithibele abekade bekulo mhlangano ingekho injabulo evame ukuba khona lapho kungenwa imihlangano efana lowe-Central Committee ngemva kwezehlakalo esezithe zaba khona kubethwa abanye ngamagama kuthiwa bebedinga indlela zokufuna uhluthuna intambo zombuso. Bezikhona izikhexe okube yisibonelo sokuba iningi lalabo kungabacatshangelwa ukuba basekela uhlangothi olukhokhelwa unkosikazi Mujuru bengazanga kuzangena lumhlangano ngemva kokuba uhlangothi lwabontanga lukubeke sobala ukuba kabayi kubavumela. uya kuvuma umgabe ukuba kawukho omanyano ebandleni alikhokhelayo njengalokho obekucatshangelwa kubangisanwa izikhundla wakhuthaza inkokheli ukuba zisuthiseke ngalezo eziziphetheyo zilindele amathuba azo ukuba zikhethwe kweziphezulu nguzulu hatshi ukuhluthuna ngamandla. Waveza ukuba kunje abanye babo bengawungenanga lumhlangano we-Central Committee lanxa balwa impi yenkululeko besaphila kodwa ngoba betshengise ukungathembeki ebandleni.
And when we look at ourselves, just one year after that example.
Abantu abaningi babesekela amacele ajiyeneyo besenzela ke impilo yabo. Abanye babengabomama, abanye bengabobaba. Okwamanje babuya abanye besithi kade bengekho phakathi kwakho konke lokho. Nxa sisenza kanje ibandla liyabhidlika.
Umgabe utshelela umhlangano ukuba akekho oza kumhluthunela intambo zombuso njengoba yena wakhethwa ngumdali ukuba abuse ilizwe leZimbabwe. Wengeza ethi labo alokhe besale micabango yokusebenzelana labelungu bengelandawo ebandleni alikhokhelayo leZANU-PF ngoba kungabathengisi abafuna ukubuyisela ilizwe emuva libuswe njalo ngabokuza. Umgabe utshelela umhlangano we-Central Committee ukuba iCongress yalonyaka yesithupha ikhangele lokuphuma lezinqumo ezizaphathisa ukuqhutshwa ngendlela komsebenzi ebandleni lakhe kanye lokulungisisa uphosiwe kunhlelo zalo. Kulabo abacatshangelwa ukuba bakuhlangothi olusekela unkosikazi Mujuru abangenela umhlangano walamhla wokwandulela umhlangano we-Congress yesithupha okhangele lokuvulwa okusemthethweni kusasa babalisa unkosikazi Olivia Mchena nomnumzana Simon Khayamoyo. Kuthi umnumzana Webster Shamu yena ongene ngesikhathi uMongameli Mgabe seqalile ukwethula umbiko wakhe akahlalanga isikhathi eside uphume ngemva kokunikeza iphepha ebelilamagama alabo abalahlekelwe yimiphefumulo kuwona lo mnyaka njalo kungabalwa impi yenkululeko. Unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru, umnumzana Didmas Mtasa labanye abanengi bebengekho kulo mhlangano okuyisibonelo sokuba sebelahlekelwe izikhundla zabo osekusele kuphela ukuba kwaziswe uzulu okusemthethweni. Lomhlangano we-Central Committee uthethele lithuba uhlonipha wonke amaqhawe alahlekelwe yimiphefumulo kuwona lo umnyaka ka-2014 kusukela kwabanikezwa inhlonipho yokuba ngamaqhawe elizwe kanye lawesigaba. Umgabe uthethele lithuba ukwazisa la malunga phezu kwemfa yomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Khotsho Dube wasesigabeni seMathebeleland South obhubhe kuthanye watholiswa inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe njalo izabekwa emathuneni awe-National Heroes Acre ngensonto ekuseni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Kunjalo nje idale leZANU-PF Central Committee likhangelelwe ukuhlaziya livumelane inguquko kusekelo sombuso webandla ethule kumaviki ambalwa asanda kwedlula. Linguquko izanikeza uMongameli Mgabe amandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe eyedwa kanye lomgcini isihlalo webandla. Owake waba isikhulumeli seZANU-PF umnumzana Rugare Gumbo ongomunye wabamiswe umsebenzi beseteswa icala lokufuna ukugenqula uMgabe utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi yena labanye abakhokheli kabavumelani lenguquko yesisekelo sombuso yeZANU-PF le ngoba enye yenjongo yempi yenkululeko yayingeyokupha uZulu amandla okuvotela inkokheli ayifunayo.
Ukudlala ukuyana kubonguli amakheke lethi kuphela akulabantu abacabanga ukuthi into le ingahanjiswa njani. Into ye-economy ifuna ama-businessmen, ifuna i-business community ibe involved, iyethatha i-lead. Akona kubonga ukuthi thina ama-politicians esithi into esifuna ukwenza into le akwenzakali lokho.
Siyabona ukubana kuthiwa khona okunye okuzenziwa kumhlangano lo yikuguqula isekelo sombuso ukubana uMongameli Mgabe ebe nguye okhetha abasekeli bakhe njalo lo mgcini isihlalo webandla. Ukubona njani wena khona?
Hayi, vele ngivumelana lakho lokho. Angula nto enjalo, kumele abantu bavotelwe ngabantu. Sikwedingi ukuthi sisuthe kuphela abanye abantu ukuthi kuza appointa abantu abafunayo. Litshintshe indaba litshintshe i-constitution yomhlangano, indaba litshintshe ama-procedures omhlangano. Ukuyenzela ukuthi linike izinini zenye imisebenzi, hhayi akula nto enje. Thina kazivumelani lakho.
Ma manje pho kuyini osekuzayenziwa abantu abafana lawe abamisiweyo ukuba ngamalunga labanye abaxotshiweyo lilakho yini ukuthi libumbe elinye ibandla?
Hayi, asifuni ukubumbe elinye into zingenzi. Singabantu bezanu PF. So ziza remain as ngabantu bezanu PF. Sizabona ukuthi kuzayenzakala njani phambili ngakhona ngale. Kodwa hayi. Is of now singabantu bezanu PF.
Umnumzana Rogare Gumbo ngowake waba isikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Kande wo Studio 7 eseHarare. Abalwela amalungelo abesifazana sebesole kakhulu uMongameli Mgabe ngokuchothoza unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru esithi ufuna ukuthatha isikhundla sakhe khonapho engumuntu ongumfazi. Emazwini akhe izolo, uMgabe uthe unkosikazi Mjuru kalazo impawu zobukhokheli, ngalokho uthe angeke akhokhela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Wengeze wathi ngaphandle kwalokho okumangalisayo ukuthi uMjuru ufuna isikhundla sakhe yena engumuntu wesifazana. Ngezinye indlela uthi owesifazana ngeke angene esikhundleni sakhe akhokhele ilizwe. Lo ngumcabango osolwa kakhulu ngabaningi abalwela amalungelo abesifazana abagoqela unkosazana Linda Mpofu.
Ukhulu lapha ugwenile kakhulu ngoba nxa kuyikuthi uyeyisa uMjuru njengokuba ngumama kwakhe. Kukutsho phela lo mkakhe uGrace laye kangeke athatha leso sikhundla. Ngoba kunenge sesikuzwile ukuthi uGrace nguye layo sezathi athathe isikhundla. Nxa kuyikuthi ezayeyisa uMjuru ngokuba ngumama kwakhe, kukutsho laye uGrace kameyise njengokuba. Njalo lokhu kunjengisela ukuthi hayi umdala lokhu ephila ensukwini zakudala. Lokuguga phela kuyahambelana. Abantu bakudala yibaba lokhu besabambelele ukuthini omama ngabe sintwana. So yikho kutshengisela khona ukuthi hayi ukhulu sekukhulile, sekugugile kaka ame mbijana yekubusa abanye.
Kungaba kuludaba lokukhula ukweyisa omama kumbe ulahle umlomo nje njengomuntu omdala uMgabe?
Bona ngani kukabili. Kungabe kuyikukhula ngoba yena ukhula esikhathini sokubana vele omama benganjani bengabuzi. Omama behlala nje emkulwini bagcine abantwana. Okwesibili futhi kungabe kuyikuthi uyakwazi vele ukuthi uGrace umkakhe kasozabuzi. Ngoba uyamazi umuntu asehlale laye. Nxa kuyabonwa yithi esingahlali laye ukuthi hayi uGrace lapha uvele yena hayi. Lokho kokuvusa kakudalelwanga njalo ayisiso siphiwo sakhe. Loba angaze afundise athweni ayisiso siphiwo sakhe. Ngibone ngani vele sehletshaya nkemba zonke nxa zonke. Ngoba okwakathesa kulaluthanga lutho ngoba uGrace nguye osesamgcinile. Njengoba siza kuthiwa hayi kukhona okuningi okwenzakalayo bevodwayo uGrace nguye omsizayo lapha nalapha. Ukuthi ahle aphume khathesi aphumele egcekeni athi hayi uvele uGrace ngitsho akuyenzi esayidini likakhulu ngoba uzagcina esenguyo selenkinga engasatshintshwa izigoko engasathiwayo. So mna hayi ngokubona kwami ngibone ngani uvele abesintwana uyabe abesifazane uyabeyisa.
Unkosazana Linda Mpofu ulwela amalungelo abesifazana siqoxela eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abantu abaphila lobugoga bathi balokhu bebambele kantulo elokuthi isisekelo esitsha sombuso sizagoqola impilo zabo, kodwa lokhu kungenzakali. Unothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ilanga lalamhla ngelokunanza amalungelo abantu abagogekileyo emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kukhangelwa ikakhulu ukusetshenziswa kwendlela ezintsha itechnology ukuthuthukisa impilo zabo ngendikimba ethi Sustainable Development, The Promise of Technology. abagogekileyo kuleli bathi abangeke bakhulume ngendlela lezi ezintsha ngoba bona basaswela zona indlela ezilula zokuxoxisana njengokusebenzisa kwamasayini ekukhulumeni ukusetshenziswa kwebraille kumbe kwakhelwa indlela ezivumela ukuthi abagogeke enyaweni benelise kungena kuzakhiwo zonke. Unkosazana Rita Mkhwananzi ogogeke enyaweni uthi awungeke kwakhulunywa ngokusetshenziswa kwethekhnoloji empilweni zabo kuleli lamhla ngoba behluleka khona ukuthola izihlalo zokuhambisa bengafuqwa ngabanye ezama-wheelchair. Uthi imihlangano ivame ukwenzelwa endaweni okokuthi yena ogogekileyo enyaweni kuyamehlula ukufinyelela khona.
Kwezinye isikhathi uyathola ukuthi indawo yangkhona ilama steps. Akula lifu o emgaqweni kulama portals o kulama halls vele ukuthi awuqhumeki kodwa fanti wena udlule endaweni lana so lawo isithunzi sakho kuyasehlisa uthi suzacela omunye umuntu uthi ngicela umphamise o ngicela undlulise lapha.
Unkosikazi Siphatho Majole ogogekileyo njalo uthi akusihulumende kuphela obakhethayo kodwa lalapho abahlala khona.
Like asithi kulama community projects ku community lapha enhlala khona asithi kulama projects anziwa ngabanye omama umama olimeleyo ka kabizwa ukuthi athi come in la a join kuma projects onalawo uyachiwa phandle but the question is unchela niphandle silamaguma angithi but uyabona vele kabizwa.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda olimala amehlo esencane ngomkhuhlane wendingindi uthi isisekelo sombuso esitsha savele sababandlulula ekwenziweni waso ngoba kwakungela ingwalo ezibhalwe ngebraille ukuthi labo banelise ukuzivalela ukuthi kanti kuvele kukhulunywa ngani. Uthi udaba lobandlululo lumqoka ebantwini abalimeleyo ngoba nxa lungalungiswanga akusoze kwaqakathekiswa imithetho ekhangelwa ukuthuthukiswa kwempilo zabo.
Kwesikhathi abantu abalimele bale ba hostile kumbe bale bad attitude ivela kini people without disabilities ngoba abantu abalimele bafamasinyana nge-stress uyaba ne-stress ku-family ube ne-stress ku-public awuselwa kwakho ukuhambe ezibhedlela kakhulu ama-civil servant balutshwana bazwisisayo.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Association for the Deaf ithi kulabo abalimeleyo inani elingangokukodwa ekhulwini i-1% yiyo kuphela elenelisa ukuthola ulwazi ngokubala okuthiya inkulungwane zingazi ukuthi kuvele kwenziwani elizweni. Ilanga lokunanzwa kwabagogekileyo lasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1981 inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations kukhangelwa ukuthi amalungelo abo angathuthukiswa njani. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingunothando Sibanda.
Amapolisa namhla abophe inkokheli yeMaswingo Residence Trust ebalisa umsekeri kaMgcini Sihlalo kulandela ukutshengisela okwenziwe izakhamizi edolobheni leli zikhonona ngokuswelakala kwamandla kagetsi. Umgcini Sihlalo wenhlanganiso le umnumzana Prosper Chiringindi uthi izakhamizi besitshengisela emaofisini eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions zikhala ngokuthi inkampani kagetsi ezesayicitsha umlilo santando. Ababotshiweyo bagoqela umsekeli kaChiringindi umnumzana Honest Makasi unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso le ku-Ward 2 umnumzana Misheki Gava kanye lomnumzana Simbarashe Mugari. UChiringindi uthi abathathu laba bavalelwe enkambeni yamapolisa eMaswingo Police Station lapho abakhangelelwe ukwetheswa icala lokwephula umthetho we-Public Order and Security Act iphosa. Uqhubeke wathi zitshengisele kulandela ukwala kweziphathamandla zezesa ukuzazisa ngezikhathi zokucitha amandla kagetsi kanye lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Izakhamizi zeMaswingo zike zazama ukwenza uhlelo umhlangano leziphathamandla zenkampani le ngenyanga ephelileyo kodwa kwehlula. Amapolisa eMaswingo alile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Kusenjalo kuqhubekela phambili ukucitshwa kukagetsi santando kobulawayo. Asizweni omnumzana Roderick Fayayo, umqondisi webulawayo Progressive Residents Association, exoxa ngodaba lolu loGibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Lokhu kuyikhona kuyani esikwaziyo ukuthi ayahamba njebele ekuhamba nje kuphela isikhathi esiningi esingakwaziyo ukuthi njengoba izolo bekufanele kwezinye indawo ehambe kahambanga. Yona la ama-games yina yenza ukuthi engahambi kumbe njani kodwa sesikwazi athi ukuthi hayi nxa kuyikuthi akhona njengoba kwezinye endaweni mebe complaina so ngabe kwenzakala ukuthi hayi kobulawayo bamile ngenxa yokuthi kulama games lawa and bazayenza after ama games so sebechitha kwezinye indawo kakhulu.
Ye masukangeleke balinika khonoko kuthiwa luhlelo lwabo lokuchitha ama gates kumbe baphonga uyisa nje kuphela ngalolu.
Ah bayawisa nje kudala ikho ke ngani balandela khona kodwa akathi sibazenzela nje kuphela emathanda njengokuthi nje wabukwazi ukuthi isikhathi amagesi akufuza ehambe lamuhla ehambe ukwazi ukuthi namuhla afanele ehambe engahambi so sewuphonga ukuphila nje kuphela ungakwazi ukuthi okuyikuyikuyini.
Mfayayo nxa ukuthi ke umlilo wamagesi ungahamba abantu basebenzisani inkulu lokho ezisakhona yini?
Uyabona endaweni ezinye ngabo semgani yini ngale amaganga wonke sayaphila abantu sibathezi inkuni baceda so sokusuba luhlupho sibili sokusenzakala ukuthi abantu nxa amagesi engahamba bengalindeli either bayakwanisa ukulala bengadlanga kumbi laba lezimali zabo bayakwanisa ukuhamba bengale emarobhodini emagandeni ngale bemela labantu abantu abavela kubotholothi abathengisa inkuni bekube behlale bevelebele nkuni zabo.
Kodwa-ke kuyaphileka yini nxa ukuthi abantu bemadolobheni besebenzisa inkuni?
Kulo bunzima obukhulu kakhulu kodwa okunye oza kunanzela futhi kube ukuthi kulezinye izindlu ezokuthi lapho bathi beqalisa ukufaka ama-prepaid meters akazisa azikazi vele zibe la magesi baphika ngakhona okuyadinga incwadi lokuyadingani so kuvele lokhu nxa sokuyukuthi abanye labo futhi kabasela sokuletha ubunzima obunye obukhulu kakhulu.
Umnumzana Rodrick Fayayo ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubexoxa ecingweni Lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezivakatshela kwele South Africa zingena ngomngcele weBeitbridge sezisole indlela uhulumende weSouth Africa aqhuba ngayo uhlelo lokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-Ebola zisithi kule ndawo eyodwa kuphela yokwenza lokho osokubangele ukuthi kube le ndwendwe ezinde kakhulu kulindawo. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Youth Parliament ithi abantu baphathwa njengenkomo zisiya edibha njalo ithi kufanele uhulumende weZimbabwe akhulumisane loweSouth Africa ngalolu daba ngoba abantu bengahlonitshwa yilabo abaqhuba lomsebenzi. Kodwa umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa eZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi lokhu inhlala yenza njalo indwendwe zibangelwa ukuthi sebebaningi abantu abachapha kulomngcele njengoba isikhathi sekhisimusi sesisondele kukanti ayisiwo wonke umuntu ohlolwa umkhuhlane we-Ebola.
Esikwaziyo ukuthi selokhu umkhuhlane lo i-Ebola waqalayo emazweni langa nasentshonalanga ye-Africa uhulumende we-South Africa wathatha isinqumo esokuthi bazahlola indawo zabo zokungena ezokungena eSouth Africa esingathi ngamaborder bekhangela ukuthi kambe bengabe bekhona abangena kuleli lizwe bethole lowo mkhuhlane bazame ukuthi bahle babavimbe khona ngale ukwenza ukuthi laba abantu bengahlangani lozulu onenge umkhuhlane obusumemetheke. Siyabona ukuthi iborder yeBeitbridge iborder abantu abaningi abangena kiyo kuthe kuqalisa kade bekhangelele kakhulu laba abahamba ngamarolu amakhulu amagonyet ukuthi mhlawumbe yiba bangabuya lo mkhuhlane lowo ngoba bayahamba bedlule eZimbabwe besiya khona boDR Congo bevela khonani.
Lo umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Silifake kancane ezandleni zika Chris Gande esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Lichona njani zilukani ndaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo igama lami nguChris Gande sidibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu liphuma lendaba lichona lendaba. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Mojalifa Mugwele owenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labathengisa imizimba iSexual Rights Center sikhuluma ke ngodaba lweHIV AIDS.
Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzane.
Ngiyabonga futhi.
Ya, umbuzo wami wakuqala ungasitshela ukuthi udaba lwe HIV lapha kungani elizweni bathi bona kungani lunganeno lezi nsuku. Ngokubona kwakho kungakusenzakalani nxa ukhangele wena emphakathini lapha?
Imfundiso lenkuthazo yokuthi labo abavele sebephila negciwane baqhubekele phambili bethatha amaphilisi njalo labo abangelalo bahambe bayehlolwa. Sikubonile ukuthi uhulumende labenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa baqhubekelisele phambili indlela zokuthi uZulu abekwazi ukuthi khona kule nhlelo zokuhlolwa, kule nhlelo zokunikezwa kwamaphilisi. Ngakho-ke lezo ezinye zezizathu ezisenza ukuthi sicabangele ukuthi yikho okungabe kwenze khona ukuthi labo abakhangelanga ngamanani bathi khona udaba lolu luyayehla sibili. Kuke waba lohlelo futhi lwe-male circumcision oluphume lwakhankaselwa kakhulukazi nguhulumende ekhuthaza obaba ukuthi bayesikwa izikhumba ngoba-ke kusokubonakela ukuthi osikiweyo isikhumba kumbe osokiweyo ulamathuba okuthi athole igcikwane anganeni kulalowo ongasikwanga.
Ya, siyabona ukubana esikhathini esedluleyo bekungani kuthiwa khona abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba yibo abayenza ukuthi igcikwane limemetheke. Kungaye kuliqiniso yini lokho?
Akusiqiniso lelo. Lokho ngikutho ngoba mina-ke ngisebenzelana nabo njalo ngibazi abaningi. Abaningi babo bazithi khona beyizithengiswa mzimba. Yibo kanye abakhankasela ukuthi abantu basebenzise amakhondomu nxa kuyiwa indaweni zocansi. And then njalo labo bengabantu bethengisa imzimba bayakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane njalo igciwane le-HIV likhona. Ngakho-ke abasisi ukuthi bakuthole lokho. Yikho-ke bangabantu abazivikelayo njalo bevikela amaclayenti abo ngoba ngabantu abafuna ukuthi kwi-indastry yabo bahlale njalo baphile isikhathi eside. Lo-ke ngumbono wabantu abalokukhuluma nje kuphela kodwa bengelayo imiqondo ebonisa ukuthi yikho lokhu sibili ngeqiniso. Kayikho i-evidence or i-study esiyenziwe yaprove ukuthi ama-sex workers kanye-kanye yiwo sibili aqhubekelisela phambili igciwane le-HIV.
Ngesikhathi esedluleyo kuke kwaba lo daba egudwini lapho kuthiwa khona abantwana besikolo labo kabaphiwe ijazi lomkhwenyana, ikhondomu. Ukubona njani lo?
Ye, le indaba iyachisa. Bayikhulumile abayibo abamelane lazo kwabezemfundiso abe-education, bayikhulumile abamele abazali, bayikhulumile abamele amalungelo abantu. Kodwa-ke ngibona ukuthi kakubanga lokuvumelana okuhle. Inkinga elapha mfowethu yikuthi singeke sakhuluma sicatha ngomino. Ontanga abasesikolo bayaya ecansini. Lokhu sikuboniswa linani labantwana abangamantombazana abazithwalayo bagcine bephuma esikolo. Sikuboniswa futhi linani labantwana abakumele babesesikolo abatholakala bene-STIs, ingulamakhwa kumbe yona ngokwayo i-HIV. Ucansi uyatholakala oyenzakala ebantwini abasezikolo.
Kuke kwaba njalo le nkulumo yokubana emasontweni lapha ezinkondlweni yikho lakho kungani umkhuhlane igcikwane leli selimemetheka khona. Kungakuliqiniso yini ngombono wakho?
Hayi, ngombono wami kodwa-ke ngencubungulo esiyenzileyo thina siyinhlanganiso siye sakhulumisana lamabandla elithile khonapha koBulawayo, sakhulumisana labantu bakhona abangena lapho. Sikubonile sibili ukuthi amabandla, ibandla lingaba lilikhulu livele line-support group yabantu abaphila negciwane le-HIV. Libuye futhi kube le nhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokufundisa ngokumemetheka kwaleli gciwane. Ngakho-ke liqiniso ukuthi i-HIV ikhona emabandleni ngoba abantu i-church yindawo yokuya yokuyakhonzela nesonto nje kuphela. Kodwa-ke ngomvulo kusiyafika umgqibelo siphande sisezigabeni kuningi esikwenzayo siphande kwesonto. Abanye bengabantu abasemtshadweni bangena emtshadweni bengelalo igciwane kodwa-ke sele-10, 15, 20 years esemtshadweni ayezithola selegciwane.
Hhayi, isikhathi so esingasavumi. Ungalivalelisa abalaleli?
Ngingavalelisa abalaleli ngisithi khona mhlaka-1 December nje leyo simdlulileyo kumalanga adlulileyo bekulilanga lapho esikhumbula khona sithi khona i-World AIDS Day. Ngithi khona-ke mina kubalaleli i-AIDS kungukuba le-HIV kakuthi ukuthi ilanga lakho lokufa sekufikile. Hayi bo, abantu kwabalandele inhlelo zokunathwa kwamaphilisi, i-HIV isinqotshiwe.
Hayi kwezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu belela ngelihle.
Siyabonga.
Okay, bye. Lo ke bekungumnumzana Mojalifa Mgwele olwela ilungelo labathengisa imzimba i-Sexual Rights Center. Besixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba.
Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukunanzwa kwelanga lamalungelo abantu abagogekileyo ele International Disability Day elinanzwa lamhlanje emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Hayi ke isikhathi kasi savume isihlobo esithandekayo kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ukhuthaza ukumanyana ebandleni lakhe leZANU PF esithi leli bandla liqhuba umhlangano walomkhulu weCongress yesithupha lilokudonselana.
Hayi ke kayehlukane mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga, lilale.